A major contributory factor to the high rate of unemployment in Africa is a lack of skills training for the youth in the current education system. As a result, majority of the youth come out of school with no employable and entrepreneurial skills to fit into the job market. Deputy Director of ILO in English West Africa, Dennis Zulu, made this known at an Employable and Entrepreneurship Forum organized by Microsoft Ghana and the International Institute for Communication Development in Accra. Mr. Zulu said the skills gap can be bridged through the use of ICT in equipping the youth both formally and informally. Jonathan Thompson and Dora Togbo were there for Radio Ghana.
The Deputy Director of the ILO in English-speaking West Africa, Dennis Zulu, asked governments on the continent to formulate policies that will deepen the use of ICT in schools to equip students before they come out. He said the present job market requires quality and relevant skills and experience since technology rules the system now.
There's a whole issue of the skills mismatch. We do have a lot of youths leaving secondary school, leaving college and all that, but basically training and skills that the market does not desire. So one of the things that we're seeing in Ghana and the rest of Africa is the fact that we've got, in some cases, very highly trained youths, very good paper qualifications, but not getting jobs because the labor market or the private sector is not really looking for those type of qualifications or skills. In a lot of these cases, we do not have the right policy environment in terms of promoting job creation, specifically targeting the private sector. A lot of African countries, Ghana inclusive, have very big informal economies. And a lot of young people look at the informal economy as an avenue for job because they can't get a formal job. And if you look at the conditions under which a lot of young people work in the informal economy, they're basically, traders. They don't get paid anything in certain cases. They do not have rights. The occupational safety and health standards are poor at the minimum. What can we do, therefore, in terms of trying to improve the situation? Focus less on academic qualifications but more on technical vocational skills.
The forum was used to launch a new career development and skills enhancing online platform called TeaserWorks. The portal is open to all, especially the youth, and offers information, counseling, mentorship, and job seeking services.
That was Jonathan Thompson and Dora Togbo's report.